proof of how long. Person has two chalakim to his avoda. The Rebbe points out in his in the Vadim and Chelik Beis, Alashir Chelik Beis, that's in the avoda of Rosh Hashanah and the avoda of Yom Kippur are different. And the avoda of Rosh Hashanah requires its achana, and the avoda of Yom Kippur requires a different achana. The avoda of Yom Kippur is one which we're maybe more familiar with in a certain sense. The avoda of Elul is the avoda of Tshuva. The avoda of Yom Kippur is the avoda of Tshuva. A person has to be meichin himself to do Tshuva. Tshuva is not something which a person can just jump into. There's a mitzvah say of Tshuva. According to Ben Yerim, there's a mitzvah say that a person should be shav either before Yom Kippur or on Yom Kippur. There's a mitzvah to do Tshuva on Yom Kippur. But to do Tshuva, that a Tshuva should be a tshuva, a person needs achana. They say from the Vardik, the Vardik says that the more says a person, the Russian promises that to us, if we make a Pesach, which is kechula shamachat, you make an opening which is the size of the eye of a needle, the Russian will make an opening which is many, many times greater than that. And the Sukh of the Medrash is, it'll be so large that wagons could go through that opening. Person makes a small opening, the Russian will make a very large opening. So the altar says, I don't understand, we've never made that opening. We have a hurried tshuva all the time. We think about it, we work on it, you know. And we don't see that all of a sudden, you know, you have this tremendous opening, our hearts are not flying open, and we're not changing. So what happened to that haftofa? So he says, there's different types of, you make an opening, you can make an opening in different materials. If you stick your hand into water, certain sense, you made an opening in the water. You made a hole in the water. There's a lock in the water because your hand's in the way. But as soon as you pull your hand out, it goes back. And eventually, you can stick your hand into a mush of a cereal. So also, you know, eventually it moves back. You drill it into wood; it's more permanent. You drill it into metal; it's permanent. Since our problem isn't that we don't make holes, the problem is the holes are not permanent. Chazal use the notion of chudosh ha-machad. A machad is made out of metal. The eye of a needle, it's very small, but it's there forever. That change is a change which is forever. He says, if you can make it a small opening, but it's a true opening. It's a true change. Versus, okay, if you do that, I'll help you. The problem is our changes are not permanent. Our changes become temporary. We were all excited, we're ready to change, and we feel very motivated. But we know that they don't last. The goal of tshuva is that it should be something which is lasting. It's better to make a change which is smaller, and it's a real change, than to make a large change which doesn't last. Reb Katzlis would say that there's a nekuda of a kabbalah, that a person makes a kabbalah, and the kabbalah is not a true kabbalah. So what he's really been mechanech himself in the world of sheker in a certain sense. I'm undertaking to do something which I know I'm not going to do. I'm promising to do something which I know I'm not going to do. That's sheker, being mechanic yourself in sheker. A person can't have nachas if being mechanic yourself in the world of sheker. A person wants you to be mechanic yourself in the world of emes. A person says, but make a change. Let it be a small change. Let it be a true change. I said this moshul before. It's glad to hear it again. So we say, so what the change is, a minimal change, like what's the difference? It says, in a human being, any change that you make, you're not the same person that you were before. You're not the same person. You're a better person, you're a bigger person, you're a different person. You're a different person. So one of the Balei Musa says, the goal of tshuva is not to become better, it's to become different. This besser veren, this anderish veren. The goal is not to become better, the goal is to become different. I'm not the same person. The Rambam's lashon, you look at the Rambam's lashon and Hilchos Tshuva, Rambam's lashon is, I'm not that person. I'm an isha acher. He says, interesting, the Mor says that there's certain things which can be correct. One of them is, the Mor says, that Shini Hashem. So we're familiar, loyal name, a person's very very sick. So they add a name, they change his name. Shini Hashem. Such a minute. The Rama says, Shini Hashem means, I say, I'm not that person. I change my name. There's a fellow named Yanko. Yanko did an Avera. I'm Beryl. I'm not the same person. The person of the Avera and I are two different people. I changed. I'm not the exact same person. There's a Shina Yashem. I'm not that person. I'm somebody else. That's obviously will affect the Gzardin because the Gzardin was unemployed. I'm almighty. So the avodah of tshuva is to make a real change. To take someone where a person says, you know, this is the area which I really want to be different. I really want to be different. I really want to make a difference. It's not it's not emotion. It's not excitement. It's practical. So, let's say a person, like the emotional person, I'm not going to speak Lashon Hara. I decided, I want to be a person who's above that. I don't like it. It bothers me. I feel bad for the people that's spoken about. I want to be different. I'm not going to speak Lashon Hara. Good. So I'm honest. I say I'm not going to speak. I know I'm not going to totally change. So I'm going to cut it down a certain amount, or the mafs and the fee. That's all. Between the hours of 2 and 4 in the morning, I won't speak any Lashon Hara. Lean at her. Although my fingers crossed behind my back. The type of stuff. I'm going to change. My mazel, since I get back home, and me and my old friend, I pick him up from the airport, it's 2 o'clock in the morning, and and Yaakov and I, listen, that's what we do, we talk, so what's going on in Yeshiva, what's happening with Beryl, you know what's going to happen, what are you going to do then, what are you going to do, practice, Lamaisa, what are you going to do, when you meet your friend, your Ben Zman, and you meet your friend, every time you meet him, you always talk, what are you going to do, Lamaisa, if you don't come up with a solution, you haven't done Shuvah. If you haven't thought through a strategy, how to deal with that situation, you're going to come home, you're going to meet a guy who you know is going to affect you in a certain way. And you don't want to go there. You don't want to go there. But you know you're going to go there. What are you going to do about it? You know there's a certain person that rubs you a certain way. You decide, this year you're not going to, you're working on kas. There's one guy, he rubs you the wrong way. What are you going to do about it? How are you going to deal with that? You might say, stay away from the guy. Okay, good, but is that practical? If it's practical, fine. You say, it's so nice to see you. I love seeing you. Have a good day. You walk away. Fine. If you can do that and you will do that, good. But if you're not going to do that, what are you going to do? So I won't get angry at him. I won't get angry. You take the wound, and you keep rubbing, and he bothers you. His voice bothers on you, and the way he talks bothers on you, and the way he, and eventually gets to you, and you blow up. Now what? So it's a hard one. It's a hard one because he needs you to break it one time. Once you break it one time, it's not the same anymore. It's not a Kabbalah anymore. You say, it doesn't have the same force anymore. It doesn't have the same impact anymore. It's not, you didn't really, really change. And you know that. Deep down, you know this. Man, I really blew it. I'll pick myself up. And that's true. You can do that. But psychologically, it's a very difficult thing. So the void of tshuva is to be practical. And that's the vote of Yom Kippur. The Rav Katzel writes a lot of Mishmos, and he talks about that the Gemara says in Rosh Hashanah that the shofar that they used to blow shofar in Yom Kippur during the Yom Kippur of Yovel, they blow shofar. The shofar of Yom Kippur was different than the shofar of Rosh Hashanah. The shofar of Rosh Hashanah was a shalayel kafuf, was a bent shofar, and the shofar of Yom Kippur was shalayel poshut. It was a straight. So why Rosh Hashanah is kafuf? Because on Rosh Hashanah, which is Reish Hashanah, the more that the person bends himself down, the better it is. He's being makabel Omar Choshemayim. We'll talk about that in a second. And Yom Kippur, the more yosher that he is, the more straight that he is. The goal is to be straight. It's not bending. It's practical. I'm dealing with things at a very intelligent, practical level. X, Y, Z. It's yosher. It's dealing with things yosher, and with a gradkeit, with an intelligence. Number one. The second issue which we have to deal with tshuva, we think about tshuva. We know there are many ikari tshuva, but the Rambam and the Ben Yonah bring down the ikari tshuva to the Ben Yonah list 20 important points about tshuva, but he brings it down to 2 basic points about tshuva, 3 basic points about tshuva. There's the Kabbalah, there's the Zibes HaChet, stop doing the Chet. There's the Charat Ala Ovar, the person regrets what he did. And then there's the Vidri. That's what the Ben Yonah says. The Rambam adds a 4th one. He says Kabbalah Lahaba. Best of Kabbalah Lahaba and Zibes HaChet Kamat should be the same thing. Person speaks Lashon Hara, so how is he Oiz of the Chet? Right now in Rosh Hashanah he's not saying any Lashon Hara, so he was Oiz of the Chet. That's obviously not the point. The point means the next time you're presented with it, you won't do it. That's what Zibes HaChet means. So he undertook that from the future, and he will not do it anymore. That's what Azivas Achet means. I'm not going to do it again. That's what. So what's the difference between Kabbalah Lahaba and Azivas Achet? In stopping to do the aver means you're not going to do it again. That's kabbalah l'ha. The ikur of tshuva is aziv esachet, stopping to do what you don't know. The person has to stop whatever it is that he's working on, whatever area that he's working on. He has to change that. The charata comes later. The kabbalah l'haba also comes later. Let's see what kabbalah l'haba is in a second. Why does charata come later? So, I've heard this mashal b'shem Reuven Feinstein Shlita. Reuven said, "It's a person. He's a fellow. The Morris is like, what's the most foul smelling job which exists? Is a person who's a borsi. He's a tanner. So they tan leather. You know, so they use these chemicals, and the chemicals make the leather smell. So it's rotting and stenching. It's terrible stench. And you know, and the person walks home. You know, you can take a shower. It's 15 times. It's just part of it." It's into his hair, skin, body. He smells. No, this guy's a bursi. That's his job. So when he wakes up, you know, that's a job. You like, you know, everybody knows he's coming into the base medrash. He has a seat in the he has a large section of the base medrash which for himself. You know, everybody gives him because they don't want to sit next to him. You know, we had a mice once and tells him a guy ran over a skunk on his bicycle. He had three benches of the mechina for himself. I mean, you know, it was like, you know, everybody gave him space. Never, you know. See, I don't want this anymore. I don't enjoy being the outcast of society. I'm going to get a better job. So he leaves that job and he tries this job. Eventually, the smell goes out of his body. Goes from job to job. Eventually, ends up the one day he ends up. He starts working in a perfumery. He makes perfume, and he works with very delicate smells and beautiful smells. And he's. People like being next to him. He smells very nice, and you know, walks into the house, and the people enjoy it, etc. One day, years later, this has become what he's used to. He forgot about his old job, etc. He walks by a tannery, and there's this overwhelming stench which comes out. He's very accustomed to very, very sensitive smells. So the smell of it hits his, and he stops and says, "You know what? I used to work here," and he faints on the spot. That's charata. But you can't have charata till you get out of the situation. You don't know how bad it smells till you leave it. You don't know how bad it is till you walk away from it. You walk away from it. You don't do it anymore. You look back 6 months after you're out of it, a year later, you know, it says, "You know, I used to do it. I was so stupid. Why did I do it? That's such a waste of my life and my time and my koyches." Then you really regret what you did. You can't really regret what you did till you walk away from it. And you reestablish yourself somewhere else, you can look back and say, "That was ridiculous." So the true charata doesn't come immediately. True charata only comes after aziv esachet. A true aziv esachet. And you really walk away from it, then you can look back and say, "What did I do to myself?" Which the Lashon of Ben Yonah says, you know, I didn't have rachmonas on my very special neshama. What did I do to myself? We're not ready to say that until we walk away from it. Rav Volbl says a fascinating pshat in Kabbalah Lahaba. So Kabbalah Lahaba is not Aziv Zechet. Aziv Zechet means stopping to do. There's a madrega of Kabbalah Lahaba, "I will never do it again. Guaranteed I will never do it again." The Mabit asks the Kash, and he says, "Look, every single tshuva, we have a problem. We do tshuva, we kaka, really sincerely do tshuva. And somewhere in the middle of the year, we fall back." So it means the tshuva wasn't a tshuva. He says, "Lav dafka." The person did tshuva. And he taka worked on himself, and he changed. The Yetzirah doesn't go to sleep either. While the person is changing, getting better, the Yetzirah is also changing and getting, you know, getting bigger and better. The bigger you get, the bigger the Yetzirah is. So the Yetzirah is going to come from a new angle that you never dealt with before. And eventually he'll be mashal the person. It's not a riot that the tshuva wasn't a tshuva. It's not a bit of the mafreya on the tshuva. It's a riot that the Yetzirah overpowered him in a new way. That's all it is. No risk. But there's also a madrega of a tshuva, which is so powerful and overwhelming that it's impossible he will ever do it again. That's Kabbalah Lahab. Why do we need that? I mean, obviously, it's a good thing. He says, because every chet, betzim, there's two mistakes you did in a chet. You did the veira. You also took the Rashim created a matana called bechira. Rashim made a human being, he has the ability to choose. The Rashim could have made us, so we don't have the ability to choose, we always do the right thing, and we'll get, you know, we'll get our reward. That's ridiculous. The Rashim said, no, you are going to choose. I'm going to make you like, God-like. You are the only being in the world which has the ability to choose. It's the greatest matana which exists in the Bria is Bechira. It's the biggest chesed which exists is the ability of a human being to choose between good and bad. And the Baruch Hu says that there's a mitzvah b'charta b'chayah. And you did that. You didn't do that. You chose mavus instead. You were b'archer b'ra. So every aveira, there's two aveiras. There's the aveira itself and there's the aveira of being b'archer b'ra. So you did tshuva on the aveira by stopping to do the aveira. How do you do tshuva on b'chira b'ra? By making sure that you're b'archer b'tayv. So there has to be at least one thing that you do, one change that you make, which is permanent, that you are now b'archer b'tayv. That this thing, clearly, you will always be Baruch HaBatayv. There's one part of you which changed. This is permanent. That's Kabbalah Lahapa. That's how you understand the Kabbalah Lahapa. Which is quite a Madrega. Quite a Madrega. You know, whether we'll get there or not is a difference. How long we should get to the first? The third point in Shuvah, which Revolba points out, is the word Shuvah itself is a funny word. Do tshuva. So you translate English, you repent. Tshuva doesn't work. The word tshuva doesn't. Tshuva means to be shav. It means to return. You only can return to a place if you were there. We can talk about going back there because Christ was in Eretz Yisrael. We returned to Eretz Yisrael. It's very hard to say, I returned to South Africa. I never was in South Africa before in my life. I can't return to South Africa. So we say, do tshuva. Go back. Right? So where was I? Good, so certain things, yes. I used to not do this Avera. Now I do this Avera. So I'm doing tshuva on that Avera. Okay, I hear that. Certain Averas, you know, as far as I can recall, I've been doing this for a long time. I don't recall not doing this. Yeah, I was born, I wasn't doing it, but that doesn't count, you know. So what's the tshuva? Every Avera is a wall between you and the Kodesh Baruch. A human being. And we picture that where we are is like normal, and we would like to be better, but we don't look like this is like the average person. That, and then there's these tremendous tzaddikim who are way out there. You know, they're great. They don't have ties to them, but they're not. You know, we don't perceive them as normative. Right? They're like different. You know, you talk about the Manchester Rosh Hashiva Zatzal, and how that he. The person came one time, you know, he chapped this taiva, he wants to put his name on the side of the Manchester Rosh Hashiva's sitter, so the Rosh Hashiva should daven for him. So he wrote his name on the side of the sitter, the Manchester Rosh Hashiva's sitter. He wrote his name and the Rosh Hashiva should daven for him. And then he chapped, like, he has no right to go and put his name in somebody else's, write in somebody else's sefer. The Rosh Hashiva, go into somebody else's sefer, and the person's a tzaddik like that, and write your name. Like, what do I do? So finally he gets the guts off to go and to apologize, you know. And she was, I don't know what you're talking about. And I told him, says, I wrote this, I never noticed it. He was Davening Shmoneh Esrei, he was such focused that what's on the side of the sitter, he didn't notice. He noticed the words of the sitter, and that's it. And we're not holding by that. That he one time, people who saw it were tested by that. He didn't move his hand without thinking. There was no motion that he did without thinking before. That's not, it's like, it's not Me'al Mehadein. You met the Chazanish, he wasn't Me'al Mehadein. You know, the stories with the Stiper with the Ruach HaKodesh, he wasn't Me'al Mehadein. It was a different world. That is how we think, but the Maisa, that's what a human being is supposed to look like. A human being is supposed to look that he's Mekusher to his Creator. There's a Kibur Yaila. That's the reality of the world is a Kodesh Baruch Hu. Varsham is real. We are not real. We are a figment of a Kodesh Baruch Hu's imagination. We don't like being unreal. It's not fun to be unreal. So we want to be real. What makes us real? A Kodesh Baruch Hu makes us real. As much as we connect to a Kodesh Baruch Hu, we're real. So the real, normal human being is a person who's totally Mekusher. That's how the human being was created. Adam Rishon was created that he talked to his creator before Chet. He talked to his creator like this. He made Moshe Rabbeinu look like it or whatever. You know, it was total relaxation in the conversation. Moshe says this, he says that, the conversation. After he says, "Oy vey, I heard your voice, and I was ve'ira, ve'echa vey, and I hid myself." What happened? You did chet. Chet is not normative. Chet means chesoron. Chet means there's something lacking in you. The word chet means chesoron, Rashi says. Chet means there's something missing in us. We're going back. Every veira puts a blockage to the human being and his creator. It's not fun. As I said, Yom Kippur is the warmest, fuzziest day of the year. It feels so good on Yom Kippur. You feel so good about yourself. You know, you're a kosher. You feel like you're going to do things right. You feel happy with that your relationship with the Kodesh Baruch Hu. You feel good. And it doesn't last. Because there is a blockage. The Yom Kippur, the person takes away that blockage for you. Matanas don't last. You have to make it real yourself. So tshuva is going back to that reality where we are Makusha to Kodesh Baruch Hu. Basic tshuva is going back to the neshama was taken from Tachas Kisei HaKavod. Neshama, l'kai neshama shenasata b'tahirahi. You put a neshama to me, which is Tor, a tavarosa. You created it. Tavar, right? A toyetzarata. You create. You're a yotzerit. A tov nefach to me. You put it into me. A tov mashem rabakubi. You keep it in me. A tov siliplo mi menu. You're going to take it away from me. And that same one that you take away from me, you're going to give back to me. Lo sadav. And I messed it up. I took that beautiful neshama and I dragged it through the dirt. I want to correct that. I want to fix that. I want to get, when the neshama that I get back lost in love, I really would like to get back a nice, better, you know, I would like to get back a better one than I gave him. I would like to dry cleaning, you know, I would like to be dry cleaned and tailored and fixed, etc. Fix up all the things that came back to me. It's just, I can't get back more than I got. It's very hard to, you know, you give in inferior goods, so that's where we can dry clean it, that's the thing, but it's still inferior goods. It still has the tear on the baggage, and it still has it's worn out. I mean, there's a limit what we can do. So the Russians fix it up. That the human being has to do himself. So the Russian leaves the world of tshuva to us. He's Messiah. So let's cause over to the kudos of tshuva. The person has to make a change. It has to be a minimal change, but it has to be a real change. It has to be something which is real, and it should last. The ikar avodah of the person is not the focus on regretting. The focus is making a change, and it has to be done with cheshbon, with logic, practical, figuring out what to do, how to deal with situations, etc. The avodah of tshuva is to get back to that reality which we did exist with, that we are makusher, that we are we're mamash b'nei, we're the children of Kodesh Baruch Hu. Bonim atem l'Hashem elokeich. The Rabbi Yaakov Emden had this aura. I once heard from Shem Rehutner, the mashal of the two auras together, that there's a mitzvah called Gaon Yaakov. We talk about it in the Lama Seach, even the Karach Mizmor, you say before Kiyah Shofar, you mentioned the Gaon Yaakov. There's a certain godless to Klal Yisrael. The Goyim, this is Rabbi Yaakov and the Zohar, the Goyim, generation after generation, they push it in Middle Ages, they stepped on the Yid. They stepped on the Yid, they tried to make him convert, they tried to make him come join them. Didn't work. Yeah, they won, you know, Meshumet here, Meshumet there. You're talking about thousands and thousands of people gave up their lives, like Kiddush Hashem. Didn't work. Comes along the emancipation and the reformation, and you know all of a sudden, man, they're running. What happened? These people were bursting the nefesh. The next thing they're running. It says one thing the goyim accomplished: they took away the pride of a yid to be a yid. So Kol Zman, once they took away that pride, when they threw open the door, said, you know, you can join us and you'll be great. Great. Godless is by the goy. Chas v'shalom. So the yidden came running. So that they took away from us. They took away from us the goyin yakov. Rav Putnam was one time asked, he says, I was teaching 10th grade in Tells. I spoke to a few different people in chinuch, etc. I asked them, if I'm teaching my 10th graders, so besides learning Gemara, So you also want to give them hashkafa. If there's one hashkafa which I can make sure they walk away with at the end of the year, I'm going to focus on one thing. What should I focus on that they should walk away with? And I spoke to somebody who told me, B'shem Rehutna said they should walk away with Gan Yaakov. The most wonderful thing in the world is to be a Yid. You're the godless. We run after the goyim. We run after all the things which are around us because they look very enticing. A person who's a ben hamelech and he sees the kids playing in the dirt, he says, "You know, it looks like a lot of fun." But he says, "You know what? But I'm the ben hamelech," and he understands what it means to be a ben hamelech. He's not enticed by playing around in the dirt because it doesn't come to what he has. The mildest Yisrael, the geshmak of being a Yid, the geshmak of having the schus of being connected to Kodesh Baruch Hu, there's nothing in the Bria like it. But we lost that geshmak, we lost that excitement, we lost that pride. So mele, other things entice us. Yom Kippur, you touch on that, you feel that feeling of, you know, it's so special to be a Yid. You know, I'm not going to get to the Rosh Hashanah part of it. I see we'll have to leave the Rosh Hashanah part for a different time. I'm going to tell you one ma'isa, which Reb Chober Weissmandel was from the city of Nitra in Europe, and he said over he survived the war. Difficult. The story is how he survived. He survived the war. He said over that there was a Yid there in Nitra, was a Ger Tzedek. There was a Ger Tzedek in Nitra who was killed by Kiddush Hashem in Auschwitz. And there's eyewitnesses says that he danced in the, he knew already what it was by the time they knew what it was, he danced into the gas chamber. The schus that he was able to be killed by Kiddush Hashem. Before he went, his family, the Goyim, came to him and says, just recant and say you're not you have Rakharata, and we'll make sure that they will save you. The priest will promise he will save you, you will not go. He says, "No, I want to be Zaychah to be killed by Kiddush Hashem." So somebody, he remembers this. He asked him one time, "Why did you do this?" I mean, you have to understand, even in the 1930s in Europe, where they weren't officially oppressing the Jews, it wasn't geshmak to be a Yid. Like, what was sugar to go? It became a Yid. He says, "I'll tell you what." He says, "I walked, I have Jews, business partners, people that I knew, they're my friends, we deal with them, etc. I interacted with them constantly. One year I walked by the Shul Yom Kippur and I hear the crying and the screaming, you know, in Europe, you know, they used to cry and scream on Yom Kippur. The tzoros were difficult. And he said, Davin, the tears running, and he heard the sounds. And he happened to walk by Shul the second time, right after they were letting out from Motzei Yom Kippur. He says, and they looked like malachim to me. They looked like angels. I saw the Kedusha, I saw the Tahara, I saw what it means, the beauty of the Kedusha of a Yisrael. And I said, if there's a nation that walks on this world and is Malachim, I want to be part of it. And that's why I became a Ger. That's the Matan of Yom Kippur. It's, Rosham takes the Neshama and he cleans it out. And he gives you back a dry, clean Neshama without hate. It's such kedusha, such tahara. What nation has that? It's the most wonderful thing in the world. You feel mekusher. You feel mekusher to the source of chayim, to the source of life. There's nothing more exciting than feeling. You like feeling alive. You have the exhilaration of feeling alive. You ride on the motorcycle on the side of the mountain with no thing. You feel alive because you know that if you make one wrong move, you're dead. That's how you feel alive. When you face death in the eye and you make it, you feel alive. We face death every single day. Chet is mavis. That's what chet is. Chet is mavis. Chet is death. The Yetzer hates you. Tachlis a sinner. He wants to destroy you. Take you to forever down to who knows where. That's what chet is. We face death constantly. And we overcome it. The motorcycle guys, they have nothing on me. I face death more often than they do. And hopefully I overcome it more often than they do also. And that's what a human being, that's what it means to be a Yisra. Total exhilaration of Kanye. That's what it means, a tefillah. That's what it means, a tefillin. That's what it means, a tzitzis. That's what it means, learning. That's what it means, anything that you do, not lashon hara, overcoming it's a hara for histaklus, whatever it is. That's chayim. And I have that, and the goy doesn't have that. It's the most exciting thing in the world to be a yid. And that is Ella. And he's a doyde with doyde li. It's a shiras doyde between two lovers. That's half of the voida of Ella. We'll talk about the second half next week.